You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM, and it's Tuesday. That must mean it's time for another episode of the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Yay!
A little thing that we have set up here that promotes, you know, when you go to a restaurant and the music is so loud that you can't hear each other think, let alone talk, it kind of defeats the purpose. So what we're doing is highlighting restaurants that have a wonderful ambiance and an incredible menu. And today we are welcoming in Rosa Mushilo, who's the owner of Caffino, which is here in Liberty Village. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
So, okay, like many things in Liberty Village, I have no idea where anything is. Tell me about your restaurant.
Well, I came to Liberty Village maybe 26 or 27 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I had a studio on the property, which the restaurant's on right now.
Okay.
It's the Toronto Carpet Factory.
Yes.
It's four blocks. So having my studio on the property, I saw this little building, and I always dreamed of opening up a little Italian cafe, sandwiches, but, you know, with a liquor license and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I started on that endeavor 22 years ago. I opened the restaurant.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So I'm here, and I've watched Liberty Village go from a little derelict to, wow, she's just like Cinderella. She's at the ball.
Indeed, indeed.
That's amazing. So you got in before everybody else.
I sure did. I got in when people were telling me, Rosie, you're out of your mind. What are you doing? What are you doing? You got to be out of your mind.
And I must say, I enjoy whenever I've gone there to walking down further down this path with the gates and everything, and then going and sitting on a couch outdoors. And it seems so private and
secret. It is private.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you've got to go onto the interior of the property to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach it through King Street.
Right.
But the best way to come in is through the back alleyways.
I've never done that.
You'll get in off of Fraser.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you get to King.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then walk onto the property. And it's a bit of a journey to get there. Then when you find me, most people go, oh my God, what? It's a hidden gem. So,
right.
It's worth the detour.
I think so.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, it's an Italian restaurant. Tell us about the cuisine that you have.
Italian. There. I've stuck to the traditional classical Italian dishes, and all our pastas are homemade. Mm. Sauces are bolognese, piccata, all kinds, pesto, and of course, you know, you got to list them all, and you can't list them all.
But
we do pizzas, handmade pizzas. We make our main dishes with the meats and risottos. He has an amazing risotto. And then, you know, the atmosphere. It's old brick and mortar, and we've kept it that way because it just reminds me of a little bit of Italy. You can be sitting in the courtyard in the back that we've created a patio, and you don't know whether you're in New York, in Italy, and that's lovely. So that, you know, we've kept the ambiance. Really, in designing it and building it, I kept it true to the area, and we've left the brick and the beams in raw.
I love that look.
Raw form.
I do too, and it is very beautiful. We've been looking online, having been there myself. It looked gorgeous.
Thank
now,
you.
Did you do all the? I'm sorry, Mike.
No.
Did you do all the designing?
I did. I was able to go into the space and sort of just feel out what I would like to feel it out to see. Yes, I did.
The short answer.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Yeah. I actually got from the property the original windows because we had to start breaking it down. They were all old storage sheds.
Mm.
Now, the original building was the pay office, so people came in off of King Street because the property was a Toronto Carpet Factory, and all the workers would come in, start in at this building, time clock, their time cards or their checks or whatever. In that main building is my bar. And then we chopped up some of the storage spaces behind it to give me a dining room. And in building that dining room, I built with original windows. So we put original windows in. But what I was able also to find from an antique dealer are the surrounds around my window. There are four sets. And they're originally from the old Eaton store.
Oh, really?
Up on College Street. They used to be around the elevator doors.
Oh, wow.
So when you go into the dining room, you'll see them and they're cast iron. And they're just beautiful, historical, I mean, beautiful pieces.
What is the capacity for your restaurant?
We also have a lot of events, and we
have a lot of weddings and things.
We have
like
a lot
that.
Of weddings, mm-hmm. and we'll do a seated capacity of 120.
Fantastic.
And we're licensed for more with our patios on both mm-hmm. sides. We have two patios. Mm. One I call the Italian courtyard on the inside. Both you are not street side.
Nice.
I want to be on a patio street side. I want it to be in Paris or Italy. Yes. Yeah, yeah. I don't know about the King Street smog. But what? It's on the interior and it's tucked away.
But now, I mean, you're featured in the Anti-Noise Pollution League. Obviously, loud music is not something that you want to have invading your space.
No, and we've got a lot of diners that, you know, we do a lot of luncheons for the area, and we're the business luncheon place. Mm-hmm. If the music is overpowering, then, you know, it takes away from their ambiance and the ability to sort of let the restaurant flow too, because you've got enough noise in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got the clanging of, my kitchen's open so mm-hmm. that you can see, it's clean, it's open, you see the chef cooking, and it also brings noise. So I like to keep the noise to a level and, you know, knowing that it's there and creating. You always need, music is beautiful for ambiance. It mm-hmm. creates wonderful things. For, you know?
Absolutely.
And so when it's mixed in with a little Italian food, a glass of red wine, I don't know.
What could be better? What could be better?
Right.
Let me ask you, I always like to ask this for people who appear in the Anti-Noise Pollution League. What's your most popular menu item?
Our pasta gaffino, it's a pesto sauce. It was created for us probably 20 years ago, mm. And it's always remained my top seller.
Fantastic.
So my pastas are my biggest sellers.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I tell you, my mouth is watering already.
Same here.
I think I got to get over there.
Oh,
oh
yes. It's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
I've got to get inside it.
Yes. Yeah.
And what with the warm weather? Hopefully, eventually coming. Those
it
patios.
Is coming. It is,
it is coming.
Coming.
It is
coming.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I want to thank you so much for dropping in today, and
yes,
thank you so much for being part of the Anti-Noise Pollution
yes,
League.
Yes, thank
you.
So much.
It's been a pleasure, and I will look forward to keeping it up.
Indeed. Great. We've been speaking to Rosa Mushilo, owner of Caffino, a restaurant here in Liberty Village. You want to get more details on them, go to their website, which is just a tremendous website. Gives the entire listing there. Go to caffino.ca.